as we get set to start the fourth and perhaps final period here on the East Court. Across the way at halftime, it's Ace, it's Cusick 27, Montserrat 27 in the girls' game. And it's Kings West Warriors here, 38-34 over Lynn Richfield Broncos, who've shown themselves very capable. In the corner of the shot, high rebound by Eric Bright, and Jesse Reeves will pick it up. So confidence shown by the Broncos from Lynn Richfield area, District 7, kind of in the center of the eastern side of the state. And Eric Bright's going to be called by Tom Jones for his third personal foul and fourth team foul. And with 7.5 to go, a little bit of concern among the Kings West Warriors, but nobody really other than Bright was more than three. Ball cross court to James Sartre. Cameron Stevenson tries it, and Eric Bright goes up for the rebound. How important is he? Everybody important on the team, of course. 7-19 as Adam Schillmeyer dribbles across and gives to Jesse Reeves in front of us. Andy Wells defending him, giving him about 2 feet. Adam Schildmeier looks for Stan Moore, who's tightly guarded by James Sartre. John Lamsmo has Drew Phillips on him. Moore now finds Bright, left elbow, right side, three-point territory. Adam Schildmeier down low to Bright, and there's going to be a foul from behind as Tom Jones calls for a foul against number 43, Philip Newton. And that's foul number 2 against Lynn Richfield. Lynn Richfield Broncos out of Division 7.
Lynn Richfield foul 43, Philip Newton in the second.
Northeast
the
District area. And Philip Newton will sit down in favor of Oakland, and Jesse Reeves gets the ball, and that mix up in front of us. Schildmeier, 3-point wide open. High off the rim, Lamson battling with Cameron Stevenson, who the slider frame comes down with it, just a little better position and leaping high. Schildmeier reaching, and not a good idea when you've got 2 fouls already on you.
I saw that for 14 of the Warriors, Adam Schildmeier, that was one team out number 5.
Be right back, just a minute. So with two long-range shots by Stevenson falling in, it's 38-all with 5.5 to go in the fourth period. And Kings West Warriors call for their third timeout. Their lead evaporated. It's a whole new ballgame, 5.5 to go. We'll be right back. Full court pressure being shown as Jake Pratt and the team in black front it. Warriors need to control the ball and score here. 5:23 and a lot more pressure from the Broncos. Stan Moore, left hand side in front of us, dribbles into two and gives out to John Lamsma. Takes care of the ball to Schildmeier. Left elbow, Bright into the corner. Lamsma shoots. Bright with the rebound. Fronted by Kratz and puts it back in the field. Shot up by Eric Bright. That looks very, very nice. 40-38 as the second tie of the game is broken for the fourth lead of the game by the Warriors. Long range shot by number 13, James Sartre. It will advise the bounce out of play. And it will be Schildmeier and Jesse Reeves inbound the ball to some pressure. James Sartre and Andy Wellstand. Cross court, right, just gets it from Moore. Jesse Reeves, 438. And a mistake by Reeves, and a foul going to be called on Jesse Reeves. Foul number 6 against the Warriors. Ball in the backcourt. Hanson will give it to Cameron Stevenson. He gives it to his teammate Andy Welsing. John Hanson, the referee, will be third team on the court out there, trying to coordinate and do pretty well. No traveling foul on Jake Pettis. Heads up in the block. Blocked by Eric Bright. And number 33, Jake Pratt, going to be called for his third personal foul. Be the fourth team foul against the Lynn Richfield Broncos.
Fourth team foul. Timeout Broncos.
And the Broncos will call a timeout as we can sort it out ourselves. With 4:23 to go in the ballgame, it's Kings West Warriors 40 and Lynn Richfield 38. We'll be right back. 4:20 on the clock. We check back in with a full court pressure again by the Broncos as the Warriors bring it up. Handle it very coolly. 4:11 on the clock and 2-point lead, 40-38 Kings West here at the boys' court, the East Court here at Spokane Arena. Very beautiful facility. We've had a lot of cheering from the Lynn Richfield Broncos support crowd behind us and a lot of cheering across the way by the red, silver, and black from Kings West. John Lambs will take the feed down low from Sam Moore, and Moore goes up for the rebound and fouls Jake Pratt. So that's foul number 7 for Kings West, and that'll put Cracker on the line. My guess is you don't want to see him there too often.
We're
3:49 on the clock. A lot of time in the ballgame. The Broncos sticking with these Warriors. And missing the front end of the one-on-one, Jake Pratt yields the rebound to Eric Bright. Here comes Jesse Reeves bringing the ball up the court. Schildmeyer left-hand side. Lambs are looking in the block low. Cameron Stevenson denying him. High block, high post as Eric Bright gets the bounce pass to Moore from the key. Back out to Sam Moore. Reeves on the right, front of the coach. Surveys from his crouch. Triple threat position. Sam Moore on the right-hand side. John McPherson all over him, and if Tom Jones sees it, he can make a call. As Eric Bright talks to Coach Rick Walker.
Let Rick Bell, 21, Cameron Stevenson, his second personal. He's on number 5 in the Broncos.
Baseline check-in underneath the basket. Stan Moore. John Lampson gets the handle. Eric Bright goes high to retain. Well stance on him. Jesse Reeves gets the ball now. Stan Moore left. Right at the top of the post, spins in the corner. Adam Schildmeyer for three, and he rotates the ball nicely. Eric Bright getting pushed on the rebound by Jake Pratt, and no basket as referee Artie Ingham steps right in, and Tom Jones rotates around in front of us. And our Sean Hanson sets up for the inbound there. That's foul number 6 of the team, and the fourth one on their star forward, Jake Pratt. And this time, Pratt and number 23, Nick Ashley, bring on the rebound. Here comes McPherson and the Broncos. Down low to Cameron Stevenson. Very effective in the blocks. He rotates. But it's Bright going high to win the ball against McPherson. Very impressive, Cameron Stevenson. Junior, 6 foot forward, averaging 16.3, showing why. Big Pratt with 12. Another one of the leaders for the Broncos. Stan Moore. As Eric Bright has 10, and Cameron Stevenson has 21 so far in the ballgame. Pratt has 6. Schildmeyer at the half had 6. He's now in double digits himself. 40-38, 2:14 in the ballgame. And here come the Broncos the other way, attacking to our right. John McPherson, way out to Wellsand. Cameron Stevenson picked for Nick Ashley. McPherson, not able to get into Pratt. Well sent. Denied by Schildmeyer, but tries a shot anyhow. Pratt coming in for the rebound. Lampson not holding the spot. Pratt puts it in to tie it up. Well, another tie in the game. I think that's our third or fourth unofficially. Jesse Reeves against McPherson. Wright has to go high. They're challenging every ball. Schildmeier left hand side. Bounces low to John Lanza, who puts it in. Nice job by Schildmeier to the assist. And a great job by John Lanza to put it in. 42-40, a minute and a half to go. Still anybody's ball game, but that edge ever important as the fifth lead of the game for Kings West. Pratt works it up and in. Ties it for the fifth time. Only led one. That was here in the second half. Jesse Reeves drives the lane. Bodied by Pratt. No call as he goes to the floor. Physicality being allowed. Stan Moore with the ball on the right-hand side. In the lane, Bright turns and spins and puts it in. And the victory of the game is again 44-42. Less than a minute to go. McPherson left-hand side. Schumacher to Kratt. Back gets it here to Nick Ashley in the corner to West End. Andy dribbling back out. Hands in the air. John McPherson. And a timeout going to be called by Dwight Chugrass. I believe that's his fourth timeout. It's 41.7. And this is a time to stay right here as you survey the land. Number 21, Cameron Stevenson, the story for the Broncos. It is 17 points, but Jake Kratz showing how he works hard to get his. He's got four fouls and 10 points. Schildmeier in double digits now, and Eric Bright with 12. He's got three fouls. Sam Moore has three fouls, and Jesse Reeves with two fouls has 6 points on the game. So good balance for the Warriors, and the girls cheered up a storm here, despite the fact they were tossed out of the tournament unceremoniously in a great comeback win by Cedar Lake. The Ducks coming back from multiple-digit leads and using their press to get back in the ballgame, much as the Broncos have done so here. They're only down by two with 41.7 to go, and this is tournament B-School championship basketball here from Spokane Arena and the Radio Bainbridge Institute. Kings West and all of our media education sponsors, proud to be bringing this to you. We'd like to say thank you to the Warriors and the school and athletic department for their support and cooperation, as well as the WIAA, who's always put on some good tournaments throughout the land. Our first visit to the B-School tournament here in Spokane, hosted by not just this facility, which is now a new facility, but the Spokane neighbors really setting a high standard for hospitality. Cameron Stevenson in the corner, denied by Reed. Nick Ashley tries for a long-range shot, and Lanza, ball again, comes down with a rebound, and he's going to be fouled before he can hand off to Jesse Reed. And Lanza will go to the line, or is it Reed? Shooting one for one. Both teams now in the bonus with that 17 foul. And disqualified will be Jake Pratt with his fifth foul there. They're going to lose a big leader, are they, when that's announced? As Tom Jones pats him on the back and sends him to the bench. Coach Dwight Bluegraff is going to bring in Nathan Booster, number 15. As John Lanza stands at the free throw line. And it's Jake Phillips, excuse me, coming in for Jake Pratt. So Jake for Jake. And Phillips, the 5'8 senior, just on the other side of Eric Wright, who's surrounded by Nick Ashley on his left. Schildmeier surrounded by Wellstein. As Lanza makes the first of his bonus, a good job by the senior forward. Second chance now, 45-42 becomes 46-42, a four-point lead with 31 to go. And the Kings West Warrior fans up and celebrating. They can feel it now, 26 seconds, 25, 24, 23. Well sent in the corner to John McPherson. Long-range shot by McPherson, and it's a one-point ball game, 46-45. And the fifth and final timeout going to be called by the Lynn Richfield Broncos, showing heroic heart. And the Kings West Warriors being matched all the way through this ballgame with their great heart and great basketball skills here at Spokane Arena. The B-League tournament here from 2005 site. WIAA Dairy Farmers of Washington bringing you this tournament, and RBI bringing you this game with the support of Radio Bainbridge Institute, Grease Paint Productions, and support from the parents, students, athletic department of Kings West High School. We've got David Seals on camera. Earlier we had Megan Kreifel's mom helping out with some of the video footage. Her dad, a coach of the girls' team. And as we say right here, 17 and a half seconds to go. Kings West holds on to the scantest of leads. 46-45. They had double digits in the first half. Only 6-point lead at the half. You had a sense the Broncos had found a little bit of confidence. And even though the King West Warriors came out very strong, the Broncos did not blanch. And they're right in it here. And no doubt going to come out with full court pressure as Eric Wright, Adam Schildmeier, John Lamsmith, Stan Moore, and Jesse Reeves, all starters in the ballgame for Coach Rick Walker and his gang. The Broncos will check out of their huddle, minus the contributions of Jake Pratt, their spiritual leader. But they've got Cameron Stevenson, who's come up big here with 17 points, number 21 has. And Pratt not wanting to sit down. Eric Wright, ball inbounding and poked away by Phillips. The Warriors retain possession in front of the Broncos bench. Jake Pratt just can't sit down. Neither can Coach Dwight Klugath. And Rick Walker standing in the far end of the court, hoping to see his Warriors advance the ball in his direction. Cameron Stevenson steps in front of Adam Schildmeier as the coach getting a lot of extra time from the official Tom Jones. And that's an unfair advantage in my book, but Jesse Reed puts a different foul from behind, and that's Wellsand. He wants the push-off called, but it's going to be John Hanson calling McPherson.
Foul number three of the Broncos, John McPherson.
For the 18th foul, that's just the first one of McPherson.
On the line with the player number 10,
and Jesse Reed on the line with his 6 points, trying to extend that Warrior lead by one, and Schildmeier goes up strong. Eric Wright battles and comes down with it. They're going to foul him, and they do. Looks like it may be either Phillips or Nick Ashley. Let's see. 19 fouls against the Broncos, and it will be Jake Phillips with a foul.
Personal foul 25, Jake Phillips. First foul number 9 on the Broncos.
Eric Wright, the line in the bonus. 10.5 on the clock at a 1-point lead that needs desperately to be extended, and he does it. Hits the first and earns the second. And the Kings West crowd rises to their feet in approval. And a little bit quiet behind me here for the Broncos fans. A 3-point lead, not insurmountable, certainly, but a 2-point lead is all they got to worry about. Well set now, quickly. 6-5 in the corner. Cameron Stevenson. Reeves contesting and rebounded by Eric Wright with 1.5 on the clock, and it clicks down to 0.8 as the whistle sounds and the clock is stopped. 2 points the advantage for Kings West Warriors, and Stan Moore punches the air emphatically, and Adam Schildmeier claps his hands as well as Jesse Reeves breathing a sigh of relief. Timeout going to be called by Kings West. Well, the ball game's certainly not over as he's got to make the first one here. And 0.8, a difficult play. But if it does go in, the sad news would be it wouldn't just tie things up. It'd put Lynn Richfield in the lead. However, that's stretching it. All Kings West have to do is take care of the ball here. With 10 fouls, Lynn Richfield in double bonus, giving 2 shots to Kings West, who themselves have 7. And it's been a heck of a lot of fun and a heck of a ball game. And a little bit of cheer for those Kings West girls who forced Tudor Lake into overtime. Of course, they're coming by 10. They ran out of guns. And you can imagine the heartbreak for them as they were defeated by Almira Cooley Hartville, the last year's run-ups, highly favored in this tournament, along with one or two others. A lot of experience among those seniors. And Kaylee Ross and Kristen Anderson in the stands cheering on their boys' team here tonight after succumbing in the second game in the consolation round to the Lake. Excellent season. No one expected them to be there, and they did a great job to earn their way in, and they actually looked good even against ACH in that final half. So front end goes to Eric White from the free throw stripe. Misses that. We'll get the second of the double bonus. All you got to do is bury this. You've got Lamsma and Schildmeier trying to help out if you miss. puts it in. So it's a three-point advantage. Lansma in front, and with 0.8 to go, they cannot tie on that shot, and that's the ball game. First Christian State and King's West has won two games. The second one, a heartbreaker. The final score, Lynn Richfield Broncos 45, King's West Warriors 48. And a lot of good cheer on that far sideline as the boys gather around to say Warriors one last time and then congratulate Cameron Stevenson and Jake Pratt, John McPherson, Andy Wellcamp, the seniors on the squad along with Jake Phillips and Nick Ashley, and a lot of better brave effort by the school from Lynn Richfield, 126 in enrollment, and Dwight Bluegrass has to feel good about his team, the way they battled last night in overtime, and the way they battled here, trying to force overtime, but unable to do so. So it's the Kings West Warriors, and they'll be in the 8 o'clock game tomorrow night, playing the winner of the DeSales Sunnyside Christian game. Sunnyside Christian dispatching with our earlier opponent, facing the team that dispatched with Republic. Republic falling to DeSales 67-56, last year's champs in the consolation round winning against Tri-District mate. And here comes DeSales right now in front of us. We'll be right back with the final scoreboard brought to you by M&M Market Deli, 76 gasoline and fine sandwiches. Good food and good gas. M&M Market Deli scoreboard being brought to you shortly. This is Tomas Neeson's RBI Game of the Week. Thanks for tuning in. This has been the B Schools Championship Action from Spokane Arena. We'll be right back.